comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw. When the lights come on, you're a little shy thing with a wild side on a night like this. You just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make up. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break up. When the lights come on,
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Hill. Austin Hill now is leading the way.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
This weekend, opportunity awaits at the Tricky Triangle. The NASCAR Xfinity Series rolls into Pocono, one of the most unique, most challenging tracks in all of racing. Justin Allgaier is looking to keep his hot streak alive. Austin Hill knows it's time to make a statement as the push towards the playoffs begins to take shape.
I don't think Taylor Gray wanted to clear Sammy Smith. He wanted to keep him on his right elbow to the outside lane. The tactic has worked perfectly. Here they come. Oh, Smith nails him again! And he spins him into the outside wall, down to the inside. Austin Hill takes the lead.
Big crash coming to the start finish line, and it's Austin Hill that will win it at Martinsville. He'll take the checkered flag.
Three turns, no margin for error, and absolutely no time to play it safe. It's the Xfinity Series at Pocono. High speed, high stakes, and an all-out battle in the Poconos. Live from Long Pond, Pennsylvania, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250 from Pocono Raceway, exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
On a hot, muggy Saturday afternoon in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is getting ready to run the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Motor Racing Network is here with live flag-to-flag coverage. Welcome to the Keystone State. Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon with you topside. Alex Hayden is under the weather today, and we hope he feels better as we work through the rest of this racing weekend. Todd, whenever we come to Pocono, the conversation is always about the unique layout of this racetrack. Three different corners will test drivers, cars, crew chiefs, crew members. Everything will be challenged today over the course of this 100 laps.
It's the Tricky Triangle, and they've got to figure it out. It's tricky everywhere. It's a compromise for crew chiefs. Drivers have to figure out how to get through the tunnel bump, the little swales that are over there. It's getting rougher every year. We've got 38 cars lined up here on pit road, and, oh, by the way, it could be a strategy race as well. A lot of things coming forward to these race teams.
Something that you lick your chops about. And we will explore the strategic options available to these teams as right now everyone is congregating trackside for driver introductions as we get set to go this afternoon in the Pocono Mountains.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Hey guys, Corley Joy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. And you're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
Today's race is 100 laps, 250 miles, with stage breaks coming at laps 25 and 50. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. So glad you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Joining us a little bit later will be defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano. Joey will join Todd and me in the tower. Of course, Joey buttoning up qualifying efforts a few moments ago for tomorrow's Great American Getaway 400. Let's chat with the driver that will start second today. We're speaking of Brandon Jones of Joe Gibbs Racing, already qualified with the win for the Darlington race win. He's qualified for the playoffs, that is. He comes into Pocono with three top 10 finishes. He's off to a great start today. Perhaps maybe Pocono win one is on the horizon for him, the native of Atlanta, Georgia. Let's get the thoughts of Brandon Jones, who is with Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania, in this driver spotlight presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Posty?
Well, Brandon Jones qualified in the second spot, so you're good on a qualifying run. How did you feel about the car overall in practice earlier today, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm really excited and happy that my guys were digging in here, because I feel like throughout the week I've been doing some interviews and telling people that our short run speed's where we've been missing a little bit. Ever since that Darlington win, we just haven't shown up with quite as much speed as we'd like to on these shorter runs, and we come here, we're second in practice, second in qualifying, you know, so this has been a good change of pace to kind of bring something to the track that we feel like we can now go race on the short run of side of things, and felt good about our practice session. I had that truck race last night to give me some extra laps and get into a rhythm and get to figure out where the passing zones were and the restarts we're going to be taking advantage of, so I'm looking forward to getting out here and trying to get another Eagle trophy.
You talk about the rhythm of this place, but how different are the trucks and these Xfinity Series cars? What are things that correlate and what things don't?
Well, the truck's got a ton of downforce. I learned that really quick. I was wide open through the tunnel turn almost the entire day in the truck, and I'm fully lifting on the brake in this car, so it's a lot different in that aspect, but just the lane choice and how you approach turn one on these restarts. We know Pocono's crazy on restarts and how it fans out so wide, so just which lane do you want to be in really helped me understand that yesterday.
Brandon Jones going to roll off in position number two here this afternoon.
Nick Sanchez will start in the third position driving the Pickers Vodka Chevrolet today. Now, as we get closer to the playoffs in the Xfinity Series, 11 races out, Nick finds himself 15 points below the playoff cutoff line. He's making his first Pocono start here today. Perhaps a day of opportunity awaits him. Let's get his thoughts. He's with Barboursville, West Virginia's Jason Toy.
All right, thanks a lot, Bagman. Nick Sanchez getting ready to roll off in the third spot. And Mike was talking about the fact that you're just below that cut line a little bit, about 15 points. You guys have had really, really good runs this year and some good finishes, but not great finishes. What's it going to take today to do that?
Yeah, I mean, as for the cut line, right, I could probably tally up over 100 points I've lost, you know, just DNFs, bad finishes, and it's not indicative of where we've been running in those races. So I just probably need to do a little bit better job cleaning it up and being patient, and hopefully I could do more of that today.
All right, put us in the driver's seat. You got starts here in the trucks. How different is the trucks compared to what you're going to run with the Xfinity car today?
Yeah, I mean, the Xfinity car, it's a little bit less reliant on the draft, so it's easier in the driver's seat, right, as far as passing, but it's still going to be difficult.
All right, we're good. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, he's getting dragged. He's going across the stage to get started off. He is starting third. That is Nick Sanchez.
Yeah, they are expediting driver introductions here, and Nick Sanchez is about to be introduced to the fans who have congregated for the Explore, the Pocono Mountains 250.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24/7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
There is only one former winner in the field today, and that driver is Austin Hill of Richard Childress Racing. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Back at Pocono Raceway, getting ready for the Explore of the Pocono Mountains 250. Todd, you teased this off the top of the show that perhaps maybe there are some strategic options available to crew chiefs. Stages at 2550, the checker flag flying at 100. Spur your guts. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this one, because lap times are so long, they're 54, 55 seconds, they're in a situation where you can come to pit road, get four tires and fuel, and not go a lap down. If you're within 10 seconds of the leader, that's probably what I would use for a target for these Xfinity cars. So if you've got those opportunities, as we're getting to the end of the stage, we're going to come, I would think, lap 22. I'm going to start thinking about flipping the stage. Come in, get my tires and fuel, staying out when the stage comes, I'll cycle myself forward. But if there's stage points or a stage win in hand, I'm probably going to stay out and get those. So we'll see where that plays out and how that goes. I think that from stage one, you could make decisions about maybe just one stopping the race from there forward, maybe not coming at stage two, but I think a lot of the guys will come at stage two.
Well, perhaps maybe there will be some strategic options available to the driver that will lead us to the green flag, a driver that's making his second start of the season. Let's get the thoughts of Dawsonville, Georgia's Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott doing double duty here this weekend. Chase just climbed out of the Cup car, the Xfinity car. What are some of the unique challenges and things you look forward to here this afternoon at Pocono in this race car?
Just try to lead as many laps as possible and set ourselves up good for that third stage and get a win.
Get a win. Pretty simple as that. That's Chase Elliott. He will lead us to green here this afternoon.
The only other start that he's had this season was at Darlington Raceway back in the spring, where he finished in second.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt?
Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. There is a new crew chief in the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage this weekend. Connor Zilich is crew chief. Marty Lindley was penalized one race ago, for a lug nut infraction. Well, he's been replaced by one of NASCAR's most popular drivers. We can explain with Jason Toy.
And the Hall of Famer himself, Dale Earnhardt Jr., is going to be taking over the reins today, calling shots for Connor Zilich. And I know as a team owner, you're filling in because your crew chief is serving the suspension in Marty Lindley. So how prepared are you for this, and how excited are you for this opportunity to be able to call the shots?
Yeah, I'm glad Marty asked me to do it, and it should be a lot of fun. But, you know, the team around Marty is really talented. And they could handle this type of situation anytime it presents itself. They're ready to go. Mike Bumgardner, the entire organization at Junior Motorsports, is very deep and talented. So I really won't be much of anything but more of a messenger today in terms of what we need to do and when we need to pit and so forth. Going to let Josh Williams, a really, really, really solid spotter up on the top of the building, be more of the communicator to the driver, and you know, hopefully everything goes real smooth. Everything's, you know, strategy is pretty straightforward for the Xfinity Series. A couple things you might could do differently in a stage two, in the middle of stage three, but we'll be ready and try to make some great decisions and get our car home in a good finish.
All right, crew chief, have fun.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, that is crew chief Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Crew chief for Connor Zilich, who will start today in ninth.
Gear up. Visit the NASCAR shop online to find all of your favorite officially licensed NASCAR product. The NASCAR shop is the official online store of NASCAR and your destination for all of your favorite hats, t-shirts, diecasts, and more. Whether tailgating, home gating, or anything in between, visit NASCAR.com/shop for the widest assortment and best selection of NASCAR gear today.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at RichmondRaceway.com.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Back at Pocono Raceway, pre-race ceremonies about to happen trackside. Before we go there, we bring in the driver of the number 22, Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang, who's going to serve as analyst with yours truly and Todd Gordon today, right after practice and qualifying. Champ, how was the car in both efforts?
It was okay. We fired off. Really struggling over the bumps in turn two, got the heights a little bit better, got the car driving a little bit better through there, got the balance a little bit better. So we didn't really show the speed in practice, especially the fire off speed, but I thought our long run was within a tenth or two of where we needed to be. So not great, but not awful. And then, enough that we can dial it from there. And in qualifying, picked up a ton. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how much faster the field went for qualifying, especially the Group A cars went way faster. So, we did okay, 12th, not great enough, but we're in hunt.
Do you feel like the new tire laid rubber down and that racetrack took a swing from that? I mean, for you guys in Group A, really the racetrack didn't have the pace that it showed in practice later.
Yeah, I was surprised because I kind of thought, being in Group B was going to be the slower group because the sun, it's going to get a little warmer, track was going to rubber up, and that usually slows down the track. And then I was watching Group B go, and I was like, huh. I hope the track's getting faster. If not, we are in big trouble. Went out there to qualify, and I was like, wow, this is a whole different racetrack. So the pickup was larger than I thought it would be. Left a little bit on the table in turn three for that reason. But, overall, like I said, it's so close. A tenth or two puts you, right there in the top two or three. It's like that every week, though. Now it's so close. This next-gen racing is so close.
Well, we're glad you're up here with us. Going to be with us all afternoon. Todd Gordon, Joey Logano, responsible for 22 wins, 17 poles, and a championship back in 2018 with each other. Now, let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise
at Pocono.
As you are able. Remove your hats, and veterans, render a hand salute as the Bensalem and Ligonier Valley High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome NASCAR Cup Series driver for Spire Motorsports, Michael McDowell.
Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we are just thankful for this beautiful day that you've given us to go racing. We're thankful for all the men and women that help protect our freedoms around this great country. And we ask that you'd watch over the teams, the drivers, the officials, and the fans. Give us a great day of racing, a safe day of racing. And we will thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome critically acclaimed trumpet artist John Maurer.
The Explore, the Pocono Mountains 250 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. Feel the adrenaline with a library of unforgettable races from Daytona to Talladega. It's a front row seat to NASCAR history. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race cars today, pal.
Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250 from Pocono Raceway. Brought to you by Goodyear. Quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Endurance Auto Warranty. Protect your wallet from surprise car repairs with Endurance. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
About 2 minutes away from going trackside to get the command to fire engines for the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Welcome back to Motor Racing Network's live coverage. So glad to be with you here in the Poconos. Now, there is an update on the pit lane. One car has just come from the garage with an unexpected matter to be tended to. Jason Toy, what's the story?
Harrison Burton and his Ford crew was getting ready to roll the car out back earlier when they were staging the cars on the pit lane. Cranked it up to get it warmed up a little bit. Found something they didn't like and a knock in the engine. They pulled it back into the bay. They put it up on jack stands and they brought the motor mount out and being able to change the motor out. There was a whole bunch of people and many different teams that were helping out, but they got a new Ford engine and the new power plant in there for him to be able to come out on the grid.
That's impressive. You think about back in the day we used to do this, but to not do that at the racetrack and to come out and do that and warm up before the race, get that done in the amount of time that they had left, impressive.
Kind of lack of comfort is that for you as the driver?
Well, that's the thing. It's something that you don't do at the racetrack very often. You hope it's right. You know, on one hand, glad they found it before the race started because if it blows up five laps into the race, what a waste. But also, man, you just want to make sure all your T's are crossed, all your I's are dotted when it comes to a change that large. And you know they were hustling back there. They were rushing.
Yeah, that's a nut and bolt list is thrown aside. Just make sure you got it in. Hope you got everything tight.
Make sure all the hoses are attached. Nothing's loose. Nothing comes leaking. Nothing comes squirting out on pace laps, which will be happening in just a few moments. Trackside, all the drivers have been buckled into their race cars. A field of 38 sits trackside as right now all eyes are on the start-finish line, ready for pre-race ceremonies for what will be a 100-lap affair this afternoon in the Poconos. Of course, we are 11 races to go in the regular season. Lots on the line this afternoon, and we'll see who's able to capitalize on a very hot and muggy day in the state of Pennsylvania. Trackside for the command.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome General Manager for the French Manor Inn and Spa, Jenny Reese.
Drivers, start your engines.
Field of 38 comes to life. We are set to rock and roll in the Poconos as Chase Elliott and Brandon Jones are on the front row. They will be leading us to the green flag.
Whether it's handling NASCAR's toughest tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Hey guys, Corley Joy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. You're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting in 38th today will be Logan Bearden. 37th starter is Kyle Sieg. Starting in the 36th position will be Leland Honeyman, with Patrick Emerling rolling off in 35th. Dawson Cram is your 34th starter. Carson Ware goes 33rd. Garrett Smithley starts 32nd. And starting 31st will be Josh Balicki.
Chris Wright will start 30th. Mason Massey will start 29th. 28th starter is Anthony Alfredo. Blaine Perkins will start 27th. Josh Williams starts 26th. Dean Thompson, 25th. Their 24th starter is Ryan Ellis. Parker Retzlaff will be 23rd. Carson Quaffle, 22nd. Jeremy Clemens, 21st.
Jeb Burton will start in the 20th position today with Brennan Poole in 19th. Daniel Dye will start from the 18th spot. 17th is Justin Bonsignor, the Wheel and Modified Tour. Harrison Burton will start in 16th. Christian Eckes will roll off in the 15th position. Austin Hill, the only previous Pocono winner in the field today, he'll start 14th with Sammy Smith in 13th. Starting 12th today will be Sheldon Creed, while Matt DiBenedetto will start in position number 11.
Number 10 starter will be Jesse Love. Connor Zilich will start 9th. Justin Allgaier will be 8th. Starting 7th, Taylor Gray. Sam Mayer starting 6th. Ryan Sieg will be 5th. William Sawalich starting 4th. Third starter will be Nick Sanchez. And our front row, Brandon Jones, will be on the outside with Chase Elliott leading us to green.
And right now the field is exiting the pit lane to begin one of several pace and parade laps before we get the green flag for today's Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. We have documented several times that this racetrack is triangular in shape. It has the third longest straightaway in the entire NASCAR schedule right in front of us. As they cross the start-finish line, they will make their way down that long front straightaway into the first of three unique corners. And positioned there to cover the action for the Motor Racing Network is Barry Vermont's Dave Moody.
Thank you, Mike Bagley. Good afternoon once again, everybody. Turn one here at the Pocono Raceway. The highest banked of the three corners at 14 degrees, modeled after the old Trenton Speedway in Trenton, New Jersey. There's plenty of room to go two wide into this corner, maybe even three. The problem is, on starts and restarts, it's like a cattle call down into turn number one. Sometimes drivers going four, five, or even six wide. It can get very interesting at this end of the property. We'll watch it all from high atop the Coca-Cola billboard here in turn one at Pocono. Now let's go to the middle of the three turns in Altamont, Illinois. Kurt Becker.
Thank you, Dave. We are positioned just outside of turn number two on a billboard, the top of the triangle, if you will, the east side of the course. The Long Pond straightaway connects turn one and turn two, 3,000 feet. Speeds will approach 180 miles per hour. It'll be right at 150 miles per hour at our feet as they cross turn number two, the tunnel turn, as it's called, because the infield access tunnel runs underneath this portion of the racetrack. When the cars leave turn two, it's onto the short chute. They will head toward Tim Catalfamo of Marlboro, New Jersey.
Thank you very much, Kurt Becker. Good afternoon, everyone, here in turn number three. Once they leave where Kurt is going to be, they are indeed going to make their way down that short straightaway, which is 1,780 foot long. It is short, and it's one of the shortest straightaways that we have here at this racetrack. They'll set up for turn number three. The banking is also pretty flat as well, just 6 degrees on this end of the racetrack. Drivers have talked all weekend long how you have to get through this part of the track, in particular in turn three, really well and carry speed going down the long straightaway. Otherwise, you're going to lose a lot of time when you exit the corner. I'll keep my eyes on all the action in turn three this afternoon on top of the Coca-Cola billboard.
And that is a lap around the Pocono Raceway.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Do you own a 2005 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? With the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering a low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save you thousands off costly vehicle repairs. Get your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage are included. For your free quote, call 800-471-2595. 800-471-2595.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24/7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Now a single file making their way down the pit lane to check their tachometers while at the same time getting the one-to-go signal. Next time by, we will go under the green flag. Let's go back to pit road, get an update on some stories that we're following. First to Steve Post.
This area of Pennsylvania is such a rich area in motorsports, including crew chief Jason Trincheri, crew chief for Sam Mayer. He's from nearby Eastern Pennsylvania, has a mechanical engineering degree from the Penn State University. Now, Jason spent some time in the early 2000s racing a modified at Mahoning Valley Speedway, not too far from here. Also ran some modified tour races. He's a second-generation racer. His dad, Carl, raced and was a championship-winning car owner at Dorney Park. So a lot of history there. Had a chance to talk with Jason this morning, qualified in the sixth spot, have really, really good long-run speed. He has had in his various roles in motorsports a lot of top-10 finishes. It would mean the world for him to get a win here today. Again, that is Jason Trincheri, crew chief for Sam Mayer. They start today's race in position number six. Jason Toy.
You know, one of the great things about it, and Postman, you talked about the racing up here in this area, and we talk about the Northeast, and we always talk about the Whelen Modified Series. Yesterday, Patrick Emmerling had a good run in the Truck Series. He's in this race here today. Add another Whelen Modified regular in Justin Bonsignor. This will be his sixth start of the season, four more to go, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. He's looking forward to the opportunity to be able to improve each and every time he gets behind the wheel of this Toyota Camry. He is looking forward to having a good run here today. Matter of fact, he'll roll off in the 17th spot. He says he wants to learn and finish all the laps here. By the way, he's leading the Whelen Modified Series points. Got the big victory last week. He says his NASCAR Xfinity schedule is working perfect this year for him. He's able to run the Modified in between each time getting behind the wheel of this Toyota Camry.
Let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years. From the track to the street and in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Five sets of tires for these Xfinity teams this weekend. One set used up in practice. They qualified on a second set. They're on the cars now. They've got three sets of stickers laying in the box. When you look at it, you can come at the end of stage one or just short of it, end of stage two, and have a third set. I think you could do it on two. We'll see what these guys do.
And right now, the field is in turn number three right now as everybody here in the main grandstand of the Pocono Raceway is rising as one. Good crowd today. It's a sellout crowd tomorrow. But right now, all of our attentions are on the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Chase Elliott and Brandon Jones on the front row for this one. The Chevrolet Camaro safety car heads to make that the Chevy Corvette. Safety car heads to pit road. We await the green flag. It is in the air, and we are off and going at the Pocono Raceway. Up to the gearbox come Chase Elliott, Brandon Jones, and everybody else. Everybody in lockstep formation, double wide off the end of the front straightaway.
For the most part, everybody minding their manners and staying two abreast into the banking of turn number one. One exception, Ryan Sieg will go to the bottom of a three wide move, try to pick up the third spot as Chase Elliott surges to the lead off turn number one.
With Brandon Jones lining up in the second position behind him, that's the way they run off the end of the long pond straight. Nick Sanchez is in third. And then Ryan Sieg in the fourth position. They all go nose to tail off turn two.
A single file in the top five make it the top ten as they exit the tunnel turn for the first time today. Challenges on for second, racing to turn number three. That's where you find Nick Sanchez diving to the bottom on Brandon Jones. Sanchez will take the second spot away. Ryan Sieg will take third off three.
Brandon Jones slipping a bit off the tunnel turn. That'll open up the inside line for Brandon Jones. Ryan Sieg is there. Sieg all the way at the bottom of the racetrack, but Nick Sanchez, Dave, getting a huge shove from behind by Brandon Jones.
Two cars in the high lane. Sieg all alone down on the bottom. We'll see who comes out on top as they hit the banking in turn number one. Sieg puts a wheel to the inside of Nick Sanchez. Brandon Jones slips back. He'll fall back into a solo possession of fourth place.
Here they come now, racing back toward the tunnel turn with Chase Elliott opening up by a three-car length advantage. The battle for second continues to heat up. Nick Sanchez has the spot. Ryan Sieg is right there. And then behind them, side by side for fourth.
Brandon Jones has got his hands full right now with Williams, Sawalich, and others that are all racing for that fourth position. Jones has it for now into the corner, but he's got Williams, Sawalich there behind him, Connor Zillick, and Taylor Gray.
Well, something you see immediately here when you're trying to pass cars, you have to be methodical about the passes. You got these very long straightaways, and if you don't get the pass done, you're going to see the third-place car, the fourth-place car, drafting down that straightaway, making the move, and all of a sudden you lose a spot trying to pass a car.
Right now, that's what's happening in front of Dave Moody.
Challenge is on, and second place will change hands. Ryan Sieg drives to the inside of Nick Sanchez. Sanchez thought about the crossover move as they hit the long pond straight, but there was nothing there.
Brandon Jones slides back into the fourth position, and then William Sawalich rides in fifth behind him. And then Connor Zilich is in sixth as they head off the tunnel turn.
Behind Connor Zilich in the seventh position, that's where you find Taylor Gray. They are three wide coming out of the tunnel turn behind Taylor Gray. Justin Allgaier is there. He's getting shuffled backwards. Sheldon Creed, Christian Eckes, they all race their way into the flat turn three. It's Allgaier and Eckes side by side. Around goes Daniel Dye, spinning in the middle of the corner, down to the grassy part of the racetrack. He spins around, nobody hits him, and he does a complete 360. Daniel Dye again going for a spin in the middle of turn three.
Caution is on the speedway for the first time of the afternoon. It comes out when Daniel Dye takes a spin in front of Tim Kettlefamo.
Daniel Dye got loose in the middle of the corner. He was trying to pick up the throttle and race off onto the front straightaway. The car got sideways. He spun the car down into the grassy runoff area that is just below the racing groove in the middle of the corner. He was able to keep the car down there as the rest of the field passed him to his right. He has now fired his Chevrolet back up and is back on the racetrack.
And that's a really sketchy spot as you go into turn three, especially with the Xfinity cars that are relying so much on the side force. They're entering the corner so tight on each other. He's on the inside, and he's just, whoa, 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 trying to stay off of the outside car, washes his way up and touches the on his right side of the car on the outside as well, and just kind of, they run out of real estate, but looks like he is no damage and is going to be okay.
Yeah, no one else collected. That puts us under the first caution flag of the afternoon.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
Four laps of the 100 are complete here this afternoon at the Pocono Raceway. Chase Elliott is your leader. Ryan Sieg, Nick Sanchez, Brandon Jones, and William Sawalich are the rest of the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Pocono Raceway, working first caution flag of the afternoon. Daniel Dye going for a spin in turn three. But Dave Moody, right before that, there was also a little contact and a little trouble in front of you.
There was indeed. Patrick Emmerling had a bit of an adventure at the exit of turn number one. He washed up high on exit, got up into the outside safer barrier, did some fairly significant damage, more than I initially thought would be there, to the right rear corner of that machine. He's wrinkled it up pretty good. May or may not feel the need to come on to pit road, but a little dice with the wall for Patrick Emmerling on lap one.
Yeah, he's on pit road. The right rear's wrinkled up pretty good. They're working pretty hard on getting that. Jason Toy, it's down in front of you.
Taking out a lot of aggression. They got the sledgehammers out. They're trying to bang it from the inside out to be able to get it popped away from the tires. Got the right front taken care of. Concentration on the right rear. Three of his teammates are there trying to work on that. A little bit of the Bondo tape is coming out, too. So trying to clear everything. They have not changed any tires, so doesn't look like he was able to cut anything down. But definitely a lot of damage fixing going on here for Patrick Emmerling.
Yeah, and just leaving his pit box right now, Daniel Dye, Steve Post.
Daniel Dye was in no damage on the race car visibly on the outside. The crew did take a chance, put four new Goodyear Racing Eagles on the car. The big concern Kevin Walter was worried about and told Daniel, watch the water temperature. He was afraid the car went through the grass, might have got some trash on the grill. Crew member went over, made sure that everything was cleaned up and ready to go, and they absolutely packed it full of Sunoco Racing fuel. Daniel Dye appears to have no damage on that race car. Full tank of fuel, four new tires. Back out on the speedway.
When the field comes back to the line, they're in turn three right now, but when they come back to the line, we'll have one lap and we'll go back under the green flag, and that green flag will fly at lap seven. If you're just joining us, Todd Gordon obviously here with us on a frequent basis on the Motor Racing Network, championship winning crew chief with driver Joey Logano, who also joins us in the tower today as well. You gentlemen combined won 22 races, 17 poles, and the title back in 2018. Do you guys reminisce very much about those glory days or even have the opportunity to? I know you each have your respective careers and things, but have you ever had a chance to kick back and think about days gone by?
Not as much as we should, but I would never have ever guessed that we'd be standing here together calling a race on the radio like we are right now. You know, you just can't call the future sometimes, right? God's got a plan for you. Don't know what it is. And, yeah, I wouldn't have called this, but this is going to be a fun day.
Yeah, he's still busy in his career winning championships and everything else as a reigning champion. Three of them so far, I say.
So far. I like when you said so far.
Okay, that's a good point. Hey, memories from here at Pocono. Mine for us here? Running out of gas with two laps to go.
Oh, yeah.
We led 97 laps that day, just so you know.
I remember. You know, I forgot about that until you brought that up. Yeah, that was, it's so close. But it really wasn't. Two laps is a long freaking ways away. How'd that happen, Todd?
So, you know, this is the way we call these races, is that we did caution probabilities. And we started our pit cycle, racing it backwards. We started our pit cycle based on the caution probabilities. We went like 67 green flag laps without a caution. There was a high probability one in there. That caution would have gotten us to the finish.
That would have been nice, huh?
Yeah.
Dang. You know, you got to go for it, though. You know, and that's – Pocono presents that opportunity for crew chiefs. I think crew chiefs probably love this racetrack because you can pit without going down a lap if you're within a certain amount of seconds of the leader. So it opens up the window. Do you want to flip the stage? Do you want to stay out and take the points? And then also, to Todd's point, this last stage, how are you going to play that out? Do you pit as soon as your window opens and you stay out from there? Or are you going to maybe think tires are worth a little bit more and you try to, you know, get that caution at the end? You put tires on, maybe you can pass a bunch of them. It's a bunch of unknowns for everybody right now.
So was who overrode whom on the strategy department? Todd, you would call for something. Would the driver become involved?
He pretty much let me call the race. I
stayed
drive
out
the
of it
car.
Then. Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of, you drive the car. I'll call the race. So, okay.
Fair enough. And it obviously paid off in dividends. A lot of the successes that you guys had together. Here we come out of turn number three. The safety car is on the pit lane. And the restart. It's going to be Ryan Siegel restart to the inside of Chase Elliott. Green is flying. Leaders to the restart zone. No one breaking out in three-wide formation. Dave, this is a very tight pack of traffic racing to your feet.
The rarest of the rare, a two-by-two. Oh, there's trouble in the back of the pack. Somebody's up in smoke after some contact. Chase Elliott takes the lead into turn number one. One car up in smoke on the bottom of the racetrack. It's Justin Bonsignor. Joe Gibbs racing car up in smoke as the restart flag flew coming down into turn one.
And that is not good because that was coming out of the headers right there. Matter of fact, he immediately pulls that car to the bottom of turn number one and he's going to stop it, and that's going to save an oiling down of the entire racetrack. But that is a rare situation right there. What would cause something like that, Todd?
I mean, I would think mischief. That would be my first thought on a restart like this, to have a motor come out the exhaust pipes there. Joey, your thoughts?
Yeah, I hate to say that before you know for sure because you feel bad for the driver if that was to happen, but it definitely has that look, you know, and with these cars, I mean, there's a lot of times you can do maybe a third to second shift by accident, right? Because there are H-pattern shifters in these Xfinity cars still. So, you know, when you go third, you go to get ready to go to fourth. You always want to put your hand to make sure it stays gated to the fourth side and not come back towards you and get into second, because that will grenade it very, very quickly.
Oh, and that's the case right now, as a lot of smoke came pouring out of the header pipes, and it happened at the right time on the racetrack to where it could have possibly been a misshift. Jason Toy, I see you're down there in the pit area. Any initial diagnosis that the team's providing?
And nothing just yet. They're jumping down. They're trying to get him to come back to the pit lane if they can. They want to take a look at it underneath the hood. But he said nothing seemed out of the ordinary. It just all of a sudden went out on him.
Wow. That's not a good sign right there. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. But we are under the second caution flag of the afternoon. I like what he did, because sometimes the driver will go all the way around the racetrack until they can't go anymore. He quickly brought it to the inside of turn number one. And as we see, Justin Bonsignor climbing out of that Toyota Supra, and he will be the first retiree of this race this afternoon.
Yeah, I like Joey said, I hate to point the finger there. That's just the most probable cause. It could just be the timing of an engine failure. You know, we tend to rerun these engines. That's part of the whole deal of what happens with the Xfinity Series. And it may just be one of those situations. But obviously, it's terminal. They pulled out and he's hopped out.
Yeah, and it hurts for Justin, right? I mean, he's a great racer, amazing modified racer, won a lot of races up in this area, right? We're in his home area, right? New England, that is where these guys race the most. Got a big opportunity driving a Gibbs car at Pocono. Can make something happen, right, of your career. You can possibly win. You get in the Gibbs car in the Xfinity Series, you got a great chance of winning. And unfortunately, his day comes, you know, to a close really quickly. And he doesn't get the race every week, right? So that's where, like, this really hurts.
Right now, we are working caution flag number two for a problem on the racetrack with Justin Bonsignor's Toyota Supra.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
Chase Elliott continues to lead. We completed 9 laps so far, already slowed 2 times for caution. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. Caution flag number 2 flying over the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Pit road is open, and the leaders come to the entrance of pit road. Looks like nobody in the front 5, 10, 15 or so will come to pit lane, so that gives us an opportunity to let you know where your favorite driver is running right now. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
Leading the race right now, our pole sitter, Chase Elliott. Second, Nick Sanchez. Brandon Jones is third. Ryan Sieg is fourth. William Swalich is fifth. Connor Zilich has moved up to sixth. Taylor Gray is seventh. Sheldon Creed is eighth. Christian Eckes is ninth. And Justin Allgaier is 10th.
Jesse Love runs 11th right now with Sammy Smith in 12th. Austin Hill is 13th. Sam Mayer is 14th. And Jeremy Clements is 15th. Anthony Alfredo is 16th. Dean Thompson is 17th. Carson Quapple is 18th. Brennan Poole is 19th. And Jeb Burton is in 20th.
Matt DiBenedetto is 21st. Chris Wright is 22nd. Mason Massey is 23rd. Blaine Perkins is 24th. Harrison Burton is 25th. Leland Honeyman Jr. is 26th. Josh Williams is 27th. 28th is Josh Balicki. 29th, Ryan Ellis. And Carson Ware is 30th.
Kyle Sieg is 31st. Parker Retzlaff is 32nd. Garrett Smithley is 33rd. Logan Bearden is 34th. Dawson Cram is 35th. Daniel Dye is 36th. Patrick Emmerling has been on and off of pit road, currently two laps down in 37th. Justin Bonsignor, having only completed seven laps after having that mechanical problem on the racetrack, he is 38th and the first car in to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. So, with all this being said, pit road has been open. No takers here. Going to be about a lap or two before we go back under the green flag. Joey, I thought you brought up something interesting in the break about there are so many unique aspects of Pocono, and one thing that's very important here is something you do after you get the one-to-go signal.
Yeah, the choose is, it's important at every track we go to, obviously, but the choose here is a little bit more unique because you have such a long straightaway before you get to turn one. So it's not just about what lane do you want to be when you get to turn one. It's how do you make sure you're in the best position for this long straightaway before you get there. So the outside lane typically is the lane you're going to want to be in, especially in these Xfinity cars. You're going to want to be up there and that shove down the straightaway. You got the wall to protect you from going someone going three wide to your outside. You can use that wall to protect you good. And then the bottom guys, I mean, they got a block, right? Like you hope the person behind you pushes you, and if not, you got to try to make that block or make sure you're in the right place when you get to the corner.
But it always looks like if you're in that bottom lane, that you can take that.